The final chapter in the Ace Black Ranch story. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. After they were visited by armed U.S. Marshals and EPA inspectors, which came on June 16th, Ace Black Ranch finally got an inspection report from the EPA. Ace Black Ranch attorney Norm Semenko.
The Blacks have been asking from the beginning to EPA and the Corps of Engineers, what is it that you think we might have done wrong? Let's sit down and have a discussion, and if there's something that merits attention, let's address it. And the federal agencies have refused to have that kind of discussion, refused to provide us that basic information, went and obtained a search warrant in the dead of night from federal magistrate judge to come out and comb around 800 plus acres of irrigated farm and look for who knows what. The warrant is very broad, and now we find out afterwards that they were looking at irrigation pivots.
Unannounced, the EPA showed up at Ace Black Ranch's front gate the morning of June 14th. Here's Telby Black.
Their main focus seemed to be anything near or around the river.
After almost 3 days of the EPA search, the inspectors abruptly packed up and left. They didn't say what they found or what warranted the search. July 23rd, the case was in federal district court in Boise. The Blacks were never told what they were charged with.
Ace Black Ranches has changed our irrigation system. We went from flood irrigation to center pivots.
Bruno River Conservation District says the ranch does everything by the book and even took measures to conserve water. Produced by the Ag Information Network.